raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Pudiera algún día remontarme a las estrellas, conmigo te llevaría.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. And we've been listening to little clips from the Cafe Cubano, to Mild World Music's one of their newest releases that we are giving away in our traveling trivia contest. And to enter to win this excellent CD, you have to play, go to our website at travelnon.com and play traveling trivia for a chance to win. We've been talking to Phil Chenier, NBA All-Star extraordinaire, former NBA All-Star extraordinaire, just about some of his predictions for the Wizards. And Phil, I wanted to ask you about your predictions overall and how you think my team, and I mind you, I'm a Washington resident, so you know, I'm supportive of the Wizards, but my hometown team is Detroit Pistons.
I found that out.
Oh, so who told you offline? Somebody told you offline. Probably my husband.
You know, inquiring minds really need to know. So, you know, I mean, look at this team. I mean, talking about Detroit, a veteran team. They've been there for the last 4 or 5 years. They kept that team together. I know Joe Dumars was not happy at the way they exited the playoffs this past year. But you know what? Hey, it happens sometimes. And I can remember in 1975, we went into the finals heavily favored to take that series and ended up getting swept by Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you play these games, because, you know, you can get a team that gets hot and gets your number and you can't seem to work out of the funk. But, I mean, you've got the backcourt combination of Rip and Chauncey. I love Rasheed Wallace. I think he had mentioned to him that just is very difficult to match up with. Tayshaun Prince, outstanding player, knows his role, is very comfortable in filling in the gaps, whether it's scoring or defending. You know, and I mean, I even look at the coaching staff they had. What a great coaching staff with Dave Cowens, Daryl Walker, and now Michael Curry, who replaced Flip Saunders. So, you know, they're going to be in the mix. There's no question about it. It's a veteran team. They know how to win. And I think every year, as long as that group is healthy and still vital, I think that they have to be considered a threat to possibly win it all.
And as we talk about the Eastern Conference, we can't forget about the current champions, the Boston Celtics, and of course Cleveland with LeBron James. Those are the other top two teams that folks are going to have to contend with.
Well, you know, Ian, there's just something about that. Last year was a very special year for Boston. I felt midway, I mean, it started off that way, painting the picture, but midway, you just got the sense that this team was destined to win it all. I just love the caption that we saw with Bill Russell and Kevin Garnett interacting even before the playoffs. But I just don't see them repeating, and, you know, maybe call me a doubter, but I just don't see them repeating. You know, any team that has LeBron James, I think you've got to take a serious look at. We've faced them the last 3 years in the playoffs, and he's an incredible performer. I mean, this guy, when you look at his size, his build, and all of the skills that he possesses, I mean, makes him unstoppable at times. And you just have to try to minimize the rest of the guys and not allow him to make them all-stars as well. But I think Orlando is a team to look at. Atlanta certainly improved. They made the playoffs last year, and they're looking to try and continue that trend. So the Eastern Conference is clearly coming back, getting stronger, and it's going to be as competitive as any.
And, of course, since we're talking conferences, let's shift over to the Western Conference. You've got the Texas Triangle there with Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, and Phoenix, and the Lakers. Five strong teams, and let's not forget the New Orleans Hornets, who once played in Oklahoma City. So you've got
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to say the strength still lies out there, but I think the East is certainly closing the gap in terms of overall talent and competitive wear in each division. I mean, in each conference. But from the Western Conference, I really like the Lakers. I understand that Bynum is back playing. I just like that lineup. Much like I said about Rasheed Wallace, I think what's the forward? I'm drawing a blank out here. That's what happens when you're out on vacation. You start to draw a blank. Lamar Odom. I just think that he is a tough matchup for anybody. The guy is 6'10". He's left-handed, can shoot well enough to have to respect him from outside, has the speed and the agility to go by you. You know, and again, you have Kobe and you have the other guys that complement them. You know, no disrespect to San Antonio or Dallas, who we saw in, like I said, our first game. They looked very good, and they have a veteran team. But I think L.A. has to be looked at as the favorite out west.
Okay. Wow.
Does that sit with you okay? I want to make
you know. I'm happy. That satisfies me. I think Detroit is we did well with the Red Wings. The Lions, I've just lost all hope. So if the Pistons and oh gosh, the Tigers, I'm not sure about them. But I'd like to see some championship in my hometown.
So you got to give them some kudos too now. The WNBA.
Oh, absolutely. Those girls, they're three-time champions, right?
That's right. So they put another ring on their finger, so that's not bad.
Not bad at all. And the media needs to cover them a little bit more, I'd say. So, we're trying to do some remote shows, Phil, with some of these sports teams, just kind of go cover the cities that the teams are playing in. So we'll have to write to the owner and see if they'll take us up on that. But speaking of travel, I'm curious, you didn't get a chance to really see much of the city when you were traveling as a player. I don't know if you travel with the team now considering your current role, but where do you like to go other than North Carolina for golf? Where do you like to go when you just to get away?
I love going to, in the Caribbean, St. Thomas. I've been on a number of cruises that I really enjoy. Been to Cozumel, those warm places. We're looking at a couple of buddies and myself are looking at maybe the Dominican Republic during the All-Star break. We'll have about 5 or 6 days off, so I understand there's some great golf down there. It's going to be nice and warm, but not too hot. So, any place that's warm and has golf courses close by, and but I'm a West Coast guy too. So like I said, the cities like Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. and Phoenix, I can always go there.
Well, we support the Dominican Republic, and incidentally, I'm a former Southern California girl too. I mean, Detroit's my hometown, but I grew up in, I'll say my formative years I spent in San Diego. So I'm a Chargers fan. Ian will tell you that as well.
Yeah,
San Francisco, that might be considered God's country, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about that offline.
Hey, Phil, before we have
sounds good to me.
Before we have to let you go here, I wanted to, kind of continue with our travel here on this globalization of the NBA game. We've got the Wizards headed off to Spain to play in Barcelona, and I think they're going to make a few other stops. And then just the other day, the NBA announced a joint venture with Anschutz Entertainment Group and the Chinese government to construct NBA-style arenas in China. So it sounds like you're going to have to brush up on some Spanish and some Mandarin to do some calls in the future.
Hey, I'm having a hard enough time saying some of these names of these players. I'm thinking about getting like Johnny Most and just calling them by the numbers, number 25 and number 26, that guy, But, I think, again, it talks about the vision of the commissioner, David Stern. I mean, he really saw this way out in advance. He prepared for it, prepared the league. for it, and he has expanded the help. He's been a big part of expanding this game worldwide, and I think that's why for the last 10 years they've been sending teams over to Europe to play to showcase the talent here. And now you have, I don't know how many European players playing in the NBA, but they're well represented. Same thing over in China, of course, with Yao Ming and Ji Yi. So it has become a worldwide game because, hey, and you know what? It's funny you bring that up.
I'm sorry. More travel opportunities for us, I'm thinking. But, Phil, we thank you so much for joining us today on the Traveling On Radio Show. And I certainly want to continue this conversation afterwards and have you on the show again. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. You've been listening to the Traveling On Radio Show with your host, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick. And, of course, we thank our special guests, Phil Chenier and Sheila Bauman with the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And until next week, this time, this frequency, happy travels.
FransWorldTravel.com is the premier internet travel destination, offering you the best travel values for all your travel needs. Not only can you book the basics in travel, such as flights, rental cars, and hotels, but think of us when you're planning a cruise. A complete vacation package, registering for your honeymoon, or searching for those last-minute travel deals. Unlike the other online booking sites, BronzeWorldTravel.com does not compromise customer service. Backed by a team of seasoned travel professionals and a nationally rated agency, at BronzeWorldTravel.com there is always someone available to answer your questions. We have so many great travel deals that you'll make us your first choice when it comes to travel. Visit BronzeWorldTravel.com today and discover the best values in travel. That's B-R-O-N-Z-E WorldTravel.com. BronzeWorldTravel.com, where we celebrate life through travel.
Turn back time with smooth, clear, radiant skin. The TimeWise Care System by Mary Kay delivers anti-aging benefits you can see and feel. Discover a miracle with your anti-aging skincare program. You can enjoy softer, younger-looking skin in as little as 8 weeks. Best of all, you can try the TimeWise products for free. Visit MaryKay.com/Ms.DJohnson86. That's MaryKay.com/Ms.DJohnson86. Mary Kay, enriching women's lives.
Looking for the latest travel book, the hottest item in travel gear and clothing? Or are you researching a destination or looking into the most current travel regulations or warnings? If so, visit TravelinOn.com, your one-stop shop for travel resources. At TravelinOn.com, that's TravelN-On.com, you can get the latest travel news and information and shop for all of your travel needs. TravelinOn.com is your premier source for all things travel. That's TravelN-On.com.